That's the record for this Friday, January 17th. Good afternoon. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Ross Reynolds. Today, President Obama proposed changes in the way that the National Security Agency operates. This in the wake of revelations from Edward Snowden's leaks that they were gathering a lot of information about phone calls and various electronic communications between Americans. President Obama said in his speech that the U.S. does not spy on ordinary people who are not threatening national security. And the president emphasized the importance of gathering intelligence to the U.S. security. David Cole is our guest, and he studies constitutional law at Georgetown University. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The president said ordinary people who are not threatening national security are not being spied on. What do you make of that statement?
Well, I don't think it's actually true. So, for example, within the United States, the NSA collects phone data on every phone call that every American makes, including ordinary Americans who are not engaged in any kind of terrorist activity. And overseas, the NSA is authorized to collect not just phone data, but the contents of phone and email communications on people who are who they have a 51% belief are foreigners living abroad. And they don't have to have any belief that they're engaged in any kind of criminal or terrorist activity. So the purpose of all of this spying is said to be to protect us and to stop terrorism, but the problem with these programs is that they are defined in very, very broad ways, so that they're gathering up information in a kind of dragnet way.
Did I hear you correctly? Did you say the standard was they had a 50% chance?
They 51%.
51% probability that's a foreign national.
51% probability that the person is a foreigner living overseas. They can then listen into his phone calls, read all of his emails, without any basis for believing that he's engaged in any kind of wrongdoing whatsoever. And of course, many of those phone calls, many of those emails will be with people in the United States, and that's perfectly legal under the statute. As long as it's targeted at the foreigner, they can incidentally listen to what we were talking to about when we talked to that foreigner.
President Obama's objective with the speech was to announce proper safeguards towards protecting private information. Did the president do that?
Well, I think what he did was he acknowledged the real problem here, which is that in the digital age, government has the ability to track us in ways that were just unthinkable even a decade ago, and that that raises very serious policy and legal questions. What I don't think he did was introduce sufficient safeguards to protect our privacy given that reality. He introduced some limits on the various programs that the NSA has employed. Some of them are cosmetic, others are important, but at the end of the day, what he left in place was the ability of the NSA to do dragnet surveillance on innocent people without a basis for suspicion that they're engaged in any wrongdoing, both at home and abroad.
The president did say that the National Security Agency will no longer hold on to metadata collected by phone companies. Is that significant?
You know, I think it's less significant who holds it than you know, the fact that they're collecting it and on what basis they can look through it for suspicious activity. Those are the real issues. It remains to be seen who's actually going to hold it. What he said was, I'm going to ask the Attorney General and the Director of National Intelligence to figure out who might hold it. But he doesn't want the NSA to hold it. The phone companies don't want to hold it themselves. And so you may end up creating just another government entity that holds it.
Now, as I understand it, the president also talked about a court review of data gathering before it took place. So we have to get that approval. I thought that was already going on.
No, that is a fairly significant change. What has been going on is the court approves of the general program. So the government comes in and says, we want to collect data on every time every American makes a phone call, and then we want to search through it under these circumstances. And the court approves that in a kind of across-the-board general way and then leaves the NSA to implement it itself. Under Obama's change, every time the NSA wants to query the database, every time it wants to put a phone number in and see who's been calling who, et cetera, It has to go to a court and get approval. What he didn't specify was what standard the government's going to have to meet before it can engage in that query, and that, of course, is a critical question.
David Cole, as a constitutional lawyer, of course, President Obama was a constitutional lawyer. I would guess that you've studied his statements more closely than others in regard to that. Have you seen a shift in his remarks and his attitude towards data collection on Americans over the years?
You know, I haven't seen that much of a shift from him. I think before he became president, he was very outspoken in criticizing President Bush's warrantless wiretapping program, which was, but that was quite different. That there, the president had authorized the NSA to wiretap people without warrants in direct contravention of a statute that made it a crime to do that. What President Obama inherited was a program that was authorized by Congress that involved warrants, at least where they were engaged in actual wiretapping, and which had been approved by courts, and he accepted that as long as it was secret. Once Edward Snowden disclosed it, he started raising questions that he wasn't raising before. But he's not the only one who started raising questions once it was disclosed that no one had raised before. Congress approved of this program while it was secret, and when Edward Snowden disclosed it, there are now 30 bills pending to rein it in. The courts upheld this program when it was secret, and now that it's been tested in an open proceeding, one court has declared it unconstitutional. So I think we're all sort of rethinking what the appropriate line is between security and privacy in the digital era, where the government has the ability to track our most intimate thoughts and our most intimate relationships and where we go, by gathering the kind of ordinary data that we give out when we use our phone, when we walk around with our cell phone, when we search the net and the like. That's a really hard question. I don't think before he was president, President Obama really had to address that question.
David Cole, thank you so much for speaking to us today. David Cole studies constitutional law at Georgetown University. He was responding today to President Obama's remarks about reining in the National Security Agency. He talked about instituting proper safeguards to protect our private information. This is The Record.